to get going there. All right, it's 11:32. This is the Boards and Commissions Subcommittee meeting. It is June 27th, and I'm Councilwoman Diller, and my aide Sue Moore is taking minutes. We are joined by Councilmember Smiley and a lot of people who will be here. So, welcome Mr. Boyle to the executive side. Today we are actually talking about the Library Advisory Committee, and we have five reappointments and appointments that are coming up. As everyone knows, the executive appoints the Library Advisory Committee members with council approval. Thank you, Mr. Boyle, for checking. We do not require FSIs. So this is the plan to get these five appointments and reappointments through before the council break. So after we finish the meeting, Sue is going to let council members know. She has already sent out you haven't sent out the resumes. Okay.
Oh, the resumes.
Yes, yes. Okay. Yes. So everyone has the resumes. Cheryl Rice Moore and Kay Bowes are the reappointments to the Library Advisory Board. Council members for reappointments have been advised that they are welcome to contact people if they have questions. Mr. Muhammad is a current Library Advisory Board member, and he is being nominated to be chair. I think that because he is currently serving, I think, again, we can ask council members if they have questions about him.
I think that falls under the same criteria.
Yep. Contact him. So that takes care of three of them. If, you know, we get the resolutions put together, they can be voted on July 11th, and I don't think we will have any trouble with that. Okay, so then for the last two, who are new appointments, I've talked to Mr. Henry with Community Services, and Councilman Hollins knows that the two interviewees, which would be James Young from the Appaquinimic area, and then Sophia Sotilio from Newark, they would be interviewed in Community Services on July 25th, and then the resolutions could be voted on July 25th at the council meeting. So that's the plan to get everything together so the Library Advisory Board can be up to speed by the end of July, and then they would be able to just move on with a full contingent. So that's the plan there. So that was my purpose for the meeting, to just explain how all of this was going to work. And I would say under other, I know that I've talked to Mr. Boyle about he would be working with others on the executive sides on appointments during the break, so that once we come back from break, we can begin to process, you know, and get other people into their boards and commissions, so we can help those groups get up to speed. So that would be my plan. Mr. Boyle, do you have any other comments regarding that?
No, thank you, Councilwoman Della, for your help in pushing these five appointments and reappointments through. And yeah, we have a number of other boards, as mm-hmm. you know, that we have vacancies on and we need to fill, including the newly created Investment Advisory Board.
Right.
A number of the drafts have vacancies, and we're working to try to, one by one, take on these boards and commissions. It's been a slower process than I think we would all like, but we're making progress towards filling those vacancies. Appreciate your help.
And we're open to doing, you know, exactly what we've done this time, which is to meet and in order to present the process, to publicly present the process. So Would there be anything else that anyone has under other? Mr. Smiley?
I do. Tonight you'll be managing the legislation to correct the audit committee.
Yes.
Terms.
Yes.
I guess my question is, have you had the conversation, or has Mr. Wasserbach submitted the information yet so we could get that legislation and do that all in one and have that out of the way?
My intention was to talk to him today, and so I think, but you're right, we need to figure out.
That's something I think you could have drafted and on the agenda for the 11th.
Yes.
And just have that whole committee done except for the one vacancy.
Okay, I will make sure that I talk to him. Would you be willing to put that on the finance agenda so we could talk, you know, once we get it straight with Bob about that? Okay,
yeah.
Good. All right.
Regardless of what some people may think, I remain of the mind of what this council agreed to before, and that is there's no specific language that requires a subject to be on a specific committee.
Yes, that is correct.
So
yeah.
Wherever it needs to go, and quite honestly, that came about because someone tried to block a piece I had from going on their committee. So as long as we do it, as long as we have our time, I have no problem at all. We'll put it there.
Because
it does have a tie-in as well.
Yes, because we have to set up classes, basically, as a result of that new legislation. So, okay, I will be happy to track down Bob.
Okay.
Anything else under other?
Nope.
Public comment. Mr. Smiley, do what you do.
Motion to adjourn.
I guess we can't really adjourn, but I'll second it.
Motion to get the hell out of here.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, everyone.
All right.
And, you know, I think we're good.